John, you want to come by tomorrow?
Yeah, if I can. Yeah, I'd love
to. Of course. Yeah,
okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
That's going to be item number one on our agenda.
Cool.
All right,
well,
buddy.
Thank you. I've enjoyed the program.
Thank you. That's what Terry Adams does. He connects the dots. We see everything. And look, if you've been listening to this show for a long time, you know what Terry was talking about 10 years ago, and every damn bit of it came to pass. And he was right back in, was it 2010, when he said Hillary will be our next president? It's just that there was such a groundswell. You think this cheating started in 2016? No, it didn't. Or 2018 or 2020. It's been going on for a long, long time. Somehow, he generated, Trump did, enough energy to overcome the vile attempt to throw that election as well. That's the only reason he was wrong. Because they never really let Donald Trump be president. They tried to sabotage him from day one with fake scandals and all this other crap. Sadly, we have so few people that can critically think that they got away with that to a large extent. And they're not the least bit sorry for the damage they did. Speaking of damage, if your car has been in a wreck, Montgomery Paint and Body would love the opportunity, the privilege of restoring that car to look as good as new and maybe better. That's not just a cute slogan. That is their mission statement with every vehicle that comes in. Yeah, some places they put a frame up with their first dollar.
Mm-hmm.
At Montgomery Paint and Body, they treat each person that entrusts their car to them like the first business they're getting. They have never lost that excitement, that wanting to produce an incredible result for a customer. That's just the way they roll at MPB, and it's never changed. Donnie Turner founded the company. Now son Brandon is part of that team. And again, the standard that they try to achieve is so high. Believe me, if you're not real well-versed in that particular kind of job, I just know this, that he is such a perfectionist. The Turners are such perfectionists that they really want that car until they're absolutely certain that everything is done to make it look great again, brand new. So call them. They hope you don't have to. They really don't want you to be in an accident, but they happen. And if it happens to you, call 27-WRECK with a W for Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Couple of minutes past 4.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, got a little bit of congestion around the boulevard at some of the major intersections. That's about it. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. And no problems we're aware of. Prattville, Millbrook with Tumka. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated if anything pops up to slow you down. Military veterans, let MCS lower the interest rate on your VA home mortgage. No appraisals or income verification needed. 1 hour approvals and fast closings. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 2328-76 for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Sinclair's has been offering the finest dining experience in the River Region for decades. What keeps people coming back? We decided to find out for ourselves.
I like Sinclair's because it's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have. The steak and seafood is very good. It's always cooked to your order and it's phenomenal.
But is that all? Even the pickiest eaters choose Sinclair's.
You can get the Mama Spaghetti Pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood, a fish salad, fish plate, veggies and fish. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Perfect for parties, birthdays, anniversaries, and those crucial first dates.
If I was going out on a date and somebody took me to Sinclair's, I would be pumped. They have a great selection of wine. They have a great bartenders who take care of people, have great cocktails, and the food is superb.
Sinclair's Fine Dining is ready to serve you for lunch, brunch, and dinner. Visit them today at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn Road. Sinclair's.
Jerry Todd here. Mindy and I would like to invite you down to the Kickback Ranch and Event Center for a Valentine's special, a night of romance, food, and music from Elvis to Cash and many more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, dinner served at 6, and at 7:30, the Kickback Ranch stage opens to Todd Allen Herendeen and his famed dinner theater show. Best seats are always purchased early. So go to kickbackranch.net or call us at 286-4140 to reserve yours. And if you want to spend the night or a weekend, we're offering a 20% off Valentine's special on all of our rooms. The Kickback Ranch and Event Center's Valentine's Special Night with dinner, desserts, music, and much more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, show starts at 7:30. Grab that special someone in your life or that group and head on to one of the best-kept secrets in Montgomery County. It's the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. We're located just a short drive down 331 South out of Montgomery. For more information, go to thekickbackranch.net or like us on Facebook.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's January 17th, the greatest day ever. On the 17th of January, 1953, Chevrolet unveiled the very first Corvette, ensuring for years to come that guys with unbuttoned shirts and hairy chests will always have a way to compensate for that other thing.
Hey, baby, you want to go for a ride?
Have a great January 17th, the greatest day ever.
I wasn't like that.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a bit past four.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Joint Chiefs of Staff says Chairman General Mark Milley has tested positive for COVID-19, experiencing very minor symptoms. As well, the Marine Corps says its Commandant General David Berger also has COVID-19. Milley had received the COVID-19 vaccine and a booster shot. He's isolating and working remotely. Sudanese activists say security forces have killed at least 7 and wounded around 100 during anti-coup protests in the capital, Khartoum. Thousands are denouncing the October military coup in that country. A dangerous winter storm whipping the East Coast with significant snowfall, strong thunderstorms, and blustery winds. Sleet and rain are the main threats for much of Massachusetts, Connecticut, and the Rhode Island area. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
The credit card debt happened when my daughter was born. I was using one credit card account to roll over into another credit card account, and it was snowballing.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
When I first called Trinity, the representative understood the need based on the situation. They're great people to work with. From the first phone call that I made, they had me on a track to mitigate the credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Working with Trinity gave me the ability to save thousands of dollars. My name's Doug, and thanks to Trinity, I'm debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, It's Greg Budell.
Well, this was easy today. The most electrifying story was our Jessie Lynn made it. She is Miss USA Rodeo Queen.
Yeah.
And when I posted this yesterday, I made the comment that I believe from day one that she would win this thing.
Yeah, you said that.
I didn't say it because, oh, that's a nice thing to say that somebody wants to win a national competition. I just saw her as somebody that had everything going on to win an event like that. Everything. So I was happy that she won.
Yeah.
But was I surprised? Not really. Because in addition to having the skill set you would need to win an event like that, because it's so much more than horseback riding and so forth. You know, there's talent. She won the personality
mm-hmm.
part of the competition. She's just got it all going on. And we need a country station to give her the break she deserves so she can at least get some national exposure for the music she does. She's got... Her music sells all over the place, but it would be a little easier if... But, you know, it's the same in most music radio situations. It's who's going to be the first, so the lemmings will follow. When it's somebody new. Nobody wants to take a risk. It's just the way it is. It's sad because all the great radio that's ever been done was done on a hunch, a bet. I mean, there were people who were openly against me coming here. Very risky. Shouldn't
you
do it.
You proved them wrong, Greg.
Can I say that after 18 years?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, 17. I'm not starting year 18 until April 29th.
17 and some change.
Oh, so I just got a reply with four happy faces from Jessie. Maybe she can give us a call. If not, she's probably very busy. But it's so nice to see somebody who works hard, who is really a terrific human being.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely a great human being. Have something nice like that happen.
Yeah, so proud for her.
And to have... Well, you know, I don't know if I've mentioned this before. I thought, to some extent, that my work was Styx.
Styx!
The band, I used to work with them.
Right.
That some of that experience might be of benefit. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. Have I ever won it? Yes, I did. I won. Not won. I was named most eligible bachelor.
I'm sure.
In Miami in 19...
I'm sure
a while
you were.
Back. In 19, a while back. It starts with the 19. It was a while back.
Yeah.
We're 22 years into this damn millennium. Time passes way too quick. But, God, they used to... That reminds me of a horrible thing that was a thing for a while. It was this dating... Oh, bachelor auctions.
Mm-hmm.
I stupidly allowed myself to... get into one of those, and I hated it. Hated it. You talk about feeling objectified. Yeah, that. Am I nervous in front of a microphone? No, it had nothing to do with that. But I felt like a piece of meat. Then, if they don't bid a ton of money on you, you feel like, well,
yeah.
Why don't you?
Am I really all that in a bag of chips?
So I forget what somebody made a bid. I'm assuming they paid it and never wanted the date. I don't even remember what I put on the thing as a date, but you don't hear about those anymore. Good.
Well, I think some bad things happened on some of those dates, too.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't remember any specifics, but probably.
You never know the motives behind the person making the bid.
This is true. So anyway... Congratulations, Jessie Lynn. We're proud to know you, and we'll look forward to you visiting with us one of these days when you have a break in your schedule at 4:15. We'll check traffic in a moment. Local news. Did you see the Bama Lanes mass shooter is out again?
Yeah, I heard you say that this morning. I drove by there Sunday, and there were, you know, a few cars Sunday afternoon.
I hope. Man. Anybody has insights, let me know. But they raised the bail to 860, and he still got out. From who?
I have a pretty good idea.
Does the first letter start with S?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. It's 4:15. I wanted to thank Mr. Electric for bringing you this electrifying moment of the day. 245-1566. These are folks that are certified master electricians. Their business model is when you need something done or you need an estimate, you call them, they come out at a specific time for you that's convenient and give you an upfront price. That's the price you pay when they come out to do the work. They do that the same way. They make a specific appointment time that works for you, and that's when they'll show up to do the work. Can't do better. Now, if you'd like to get acquainted with them at no charge, call them at 245-1566 and ask for the free home wiring and fuse panel inspection, something you should have done every couple or 3 years, as it is. But, man, there's some things you can try do-it-yourself with little or no risk. Working with electricity is not for beginners.
They replaced mine and did a fabulous job.
There you go. You heard it from Rosie, and Rosie has never told a fib in her entire life.
Not true, but on this one, absolutely, they did a great job.
So what did you fib to me about?
I didn't fib anything to you, but in times past, I have told a few.
Let's listen to Rosie's feet. You never have to worry about Mr. Electric. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. 417, local news next.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. We're seeing a little congestion at all the major intersections around the boulevard, but just a little bit. Not a lot of stuff out there to slow you down this afternoon. Traffic's moving nicely all over the city. No problems in Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka that we know of at this moment. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has over 70 Toyota Camrys and Corollas right now in all colors and trims, base models, top of the line. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, East Boulevard, for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. There are lots of events happening today for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The Legacy Museum and the National Memorial for Peace and Justice are open with free admission. The Civil Rights Memorial is also open with free admission. In downtown Montgomery, there was the annual MLK service, MLK parade, and MLK program. Montgomery Public Schools is searching for a new school superintendent as Dr. Anroy Moore retires at the end of the year. There are meetings tomorrow at the Lee High School Auditorium. Two of the meetings are open to the public, one at 11 a.m. and another at 5:30 p.m. The public is invited to give input. An online survey is also available. It will remain open until January 21st. Due to a spike in COVID-19 cases, several school systems are going virtual this week. All Montgomery Public Schools will be closed and classes will be held virtually through the end of the week. Schools will reopen Monday, January 24th. Alexander City Schools shifted to remote learning last Friday. Students will return to schools on Thursday. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor and seamless gutter professionals. Did you know installing a gutter system will help protect your home's foundation, siding, and brick by diverting water away from your house? At River Region Contracting, we won't upsell you with an expensive product that you don't need. To learn more about the benefits of a gutter system or a free in-home consultation, call us today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635, or like us on Facebook.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with AutoPay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner too at Victory Land Casino.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a chilly day today, we're headed for well below freezing tonight. Mostly clear skies. The winds die down. Overnight low temperature by dawn, about 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Not quite as cool. We'll be close to normal for the afternoon high of 57. Nice recovery on Wednesday. I think we make it into the mid-60s with a chance of rain by Wednesday afternoon and a better chance of rain Wednesday night into Thursday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On your smartphone and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Took doctor's advice, I got triple vaxxed, masked up.
Everybody is going to get it. And again, the Utah, I meant to ask David Blackman about this, but as always, there's more stuff to discuss than time to do it. The Salt Lake City Tribune, a newspaper, used to be a daily there, you know, the kind you would subscribe to and they'd throw on the porch 7 days a week, became a once a week thing. They are calling for unvaccinated people to be forced to stay at home. Sound like Australia?
Yeah.
I'm very disturbed that this mentality has now made it to America. That, and they're not the only one. Washington State is building camps for the unvaccinated. This can't happen. And shame on the people of Washington State. You chose to live there. You voted for that son of a bitch. Let them know you're not going to go along with that. Because they're just going to keep pushing this. 2 weeks to flatten the curve has become 2 years to transform the country. And that's really what it's been about from day one. The CDC is forever changing its mind about everything. Now they're saying paper masks really don't work. There was a guy who was on a flight over the weekend who was able to keep his mask off because he kept a French fry in his mouth the whole flight. Now, that's kind of brilliant, but you know what? Is that what we're going to be doing now? Every time we get on a plane, we got to have a French fry to suck on for 3 hours so we don't have to wear that stupid mask? That does not, especially this variant, does nothing. Mark Silley, that horrible four-star putz, the sycophant that said that he would call China if Trump was going to attack them. Nice. I believe that's called treason. Aiding and abetting the enemy. And China's not our friend. He just got diagnosed with COVID after being vaxxed and boosted. So I ask you, what is the point? It's not a vaccine if you can still get what they're vaccinating you against. It's not. Or was he vaccinated at all? Maybe he knows what's in there. I have no idea. But how can they expect the American people to just roll over for the jab when they're hearing about this? Doesn't make any sense. But that list of things that doesn't make any sense grows. I just posted this on Facebook. We interrupt this ice cream cone for this moment of monumental ignorance.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
And who was the nimwit going,
Yeah. Really?
Not true.
It wasn't about George Floyd. It was about an opportunity that was presented by an a-hole cop in Minneapolis who, I mean, the damage done, yeah. I mean, 574 riots. If I recall, there were hundreds of riots following the King assassination, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's really sad is that Dr. King was an advocate for content of character. He wanted his children to play with all children without any consideration given a race. Certainly a noble and worthy goal. Now we've got people that want segregation.
Right.
Like on some college campuses, we don't want to be integrated. We want black dorms. Well, what is that?
We've gone totally backwards.
Yeah. Because it's not a matter of what works best for us as a people, because I'll say this till they put me in the ground. I think we've made tremendous progress. As individuals, as people who have grown through these eras of America, efforting to end bigotry. And then now it's, but that you see, when that doesn't work for your political party, well, you've got to stir up the animus. There's no comparison, not even in any way, shape, or form. George Floyd, I hate to say it, but he was a career criminal. He was constantly on the radar of law enforcement. That does not justify how he was killed. But he does not deserve to be mentioned in the same sentence as Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
But that's our idiot in the White House, who has a 33% approval rating. Which to me seems
high,
maddeningly high.
Yeah.
One more time there, Joe.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who was that was bobbing their head up and down?
Yeah.
I'd like to know. Was there a comment section on this? I want to see what people had to say. Wow, here's one that's called Sticks and Hammer 666. That sounds kind of ominous.
Yeah.
The same Joe Biden who lamented that integration would force his kids to grow up in a racial jungle, which is true, just insisted that George Floyd was more important than MLK. I think he's trying to lose the black vote now that he already lost the Hispanic vote. Well, the reason they're losing the Hispanic vote is that they're making the mistake of trying to lump Hispanic groups into one big, you know, what do they call it, that Latinx?
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't roll that way. That's insulting.
And they don't all think alike.
That's even more insulting to infer that they do. And that you can pander to them as one big group and they're all going to vote for you. Oh, yeah, he's getting rolled for this. big time, as he should, but he gets rolled for something every day. Boca Jack, I'm assuming Boca Raton, Florida. Not much you can say after that, but I'll try. Everybody who actually voted for this idiot should be deported to Mexico to replace all the people who trespassed their way into the U.S. with a chip implanted that electrocutes them if they come back. So this is not going unnoticed. And then the next person says 1,000 upvotes. Biden is just inciting violence like Maxine Waters, who's always got an open mouth.
Yeah.
Pelosi, Schumer, AOC. AOC. Just now she's sending out pictures of herself sick with the COVID. But somebody took that and then showed all the pictures of her being maskless in Miami and ignoring all the rules that are imposed on the people in her district. I wonder if they're ever going to wake up there. Are you happy living like that? I mean, if you want to live in a crap hole part of New York City, which is the area she represents, and be led by somebody who breaks all the rules that you have to follow, good for you. You get what you vote for. By the way, don't call the show, 272-9228. Don't.
He's using reverse psychology. I see what you did there.
That only is allowed on the morning show, that I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
It's a morning show phenomenon. You know what I need to do in the next break? I need to call Clark's. I'll bet Melanie will answer the phone and say, how can we make you smile today? And I'm going to say, I need somebody to come out to the house to help us turn on our gas fireplace.
Well, yeah.
It came with the house. It's never been used for some reason. But that, you see, it's like electricity, gas. I respect things that I don't know. I'd rather have an expert show us how to properly do that.
Absolutely.
And pay. Because that would be a hell of a lot cheaper than exploding the house and having to rebuild. Just a thought.
Do you have a remote? You can get a remote for your gas line.
Yeah, we do, I believe.
Yeah.
And we have a key.
Yeah.
It should be fairly easy.
Yeah.
But I don't want to find out the hard way.
No. I think it's always a good idea.
I have learned. But of course. You know where I need to put the cork today? I think I'll just play bits from here on till 6. Clark's is also the team that takes care of our heating and air conditioning system. They'll be out probably late February for the spring tune-up, because that's when the temperature starts to warm up where you start to use the AC. Better to get ahead of that so you're using it efficiently. And, in fact, I just got our electric bill for the winter months, and I was very, very pleased. We were about $10 lower than the previous year, and it's not like we were making an effort to cut back. We had our Christmas stuff up, same thing every year. So we actually did a little bit better, which is nice. 277-2125 to inquire about a membership at Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Their plumbers are fantastic. They know what they're doing. And both groups are on call 24/7 if you have an emergency. They are machines. Things can go wrong. When they do, reach out to them. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Traffic at 4:33.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic, we're a little busy on the boulevard around the city, but that's really it. We have no issues. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery, not hearing of any problems anywhere that's going to slow you down. I-65 and 85 is looking good through downtown Montgomery. Enjoy your holiday. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if any problems pop up in traffic. It's all fun at Festival Plaza. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery Public Schools is searching for a new school superintendent as Dr. Anroy Moore retires at the end of the year.
Their meeting's tomorrow at the Lee High School Auditorium. Two of the meetings are open to the public, one at 11 a.m. and another at 5:30 p.m. The public is invited to give input. An online survey is also available. It will remain open until January 21st. Due to a spike in COVID-19 cases, several school systems are going virtual this week. All Montgomery Public Schools will be closed and classes will be held virtually through the end of the week. Schools will reopen Monday, January 24th. Alexander City Schools shifted to remote learning last Friday. Students will return to schools on Thursday. There are lots of events happening today for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. The Legacy Museum and the National Memorial for Peace and Justice are open with free admission. The Civil Rights Memorial is also open with free admission. In downtown Montgomery, there was the annual MLK service, MLK parade, and MLK program. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Now with Taco Bell's app, you can build a box filled with your favorites for just $5. Personally, I go with the chalupa.
What? You mean Crunchwrap Supreme, plus that beefy five-layer burrito and...
Perhaps you meant bean burrito, grilled with chips and nacho cheese sauce.
Nah, you got a vibe with cinnamon twists and a Baja Blast.
Eat like you with Taco Bell's $5 Build Your Own Cravings box, exclusively online or with the Taco Bell app. Must make selections from predetermined menu items at limited participating U.S. locations for a limited time online or in the Taco Bell app only. Contact store for prices and participation, which vary. Drinks exclude freezes, tax extra.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After a chilly day today, we're headed for well below freezing tonight. Mostly clear skies. The winds die down. Overnight low temperature by dawn, about 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Not quite as cool. We'll be close to normal for the afternoon high of 57. Nice recovery on Wednesday. I think we make it into the mid-60s with a chance of rain by Wednesday afternoon and a better chance of rain Wednesday night into Thursday morning. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Count on the power, versatility, and dependability of Kubota equipment, and count on Capital Tractor for the customer service to back it up. Day in, day out, we're doing what we do to help you do what you do. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No single artist embodies the spirit of Valentine's Day like Gordon Lightfoot.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. And now, Gordon Lightfoot takes the melody from the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald and passionately embraces your favorite love songs in his new album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Valentine's Day.
Dear Bob,
Canada's most intimate singer, Gordon Lightfoot, will put you in the mood for love with this Elvis Presley classic.
Take my heart, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Turn up the passion and turn down the lights with Gordon Lightfoot's rendition of this Marvin Gaye favorite.
'Cause when I get this feeling, I need sexual healing.
Lightfoot will tug at your heartstrings and pierce your eardrums with Whitney Houston's most famous love song.
And I will always love you.
It's cheaper than a dozen roses, and you'll want to keep it around almost as long. It's Gordon Lightfoot Sinks Valentine's Day.
The following is a pre-recorded program. Please do not call 272-9228 to participate. Nobody's here to answer your call. Look, we all make mistakes, right? And goodness knows I've made more than my fair share. But I have never, ever, maybe it was so ingrained in me, this situation with the mayor of Tallahassee. I've never met the guy. I never heard of him until he's got one of the weirdest mugshots I've ever seen. The facial expression, it's like, eh. Yeah, it's a little embarrassing, but that nice black eye. In Orange Beach. I've been to Orange Beach. You know what? Orange Beach is a great place to relax, to chill. Something must have gone horribly wrong here.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll hear from anybody from Tallahassee on this raging scandal today. Hey, how about this? A big warhawk. Welcome to Master Thespian.
Hey, I called. Is Joey there? Can I talk to Joey?
I'll ask.
Joey.
Can you answer.
Can you put me on hold till tomorrow? Will that be okay?
No problem. That's only next show would be about 13 hours and 18 minutes. So if you don't mind hanging on that long, sure. Because we don't need these lines for anything else.
I would ask how you are, but I know the answer to that. So you look good.
That's all that matters.
Yep. So I heard David Blackman. I love you having David Blackman on every Monday. It's just so good to hear him and hear his insight. It's great.
He is terrific, and everything that he writes, he has evidence. He backs it up. It's opinion based on research, and that's what makes his stuff so valuable to me.
Yep. I wish more people were like him.
That would be nice.
Yeah. That would be very nice. I'm never going to call here again, ever.
Okay. Ever. Since this is your last call, can I play a final request for you?
Let's see. What would I like to hear?
You name it.
Yeah, there's so many. Oh, hey, put on some Things Southern Women Say.
I knew that was coming. One. Yeah.
We can arrange that. We may as well. I mean, we've hit all the political hot points today. I've kind of had it with that, so. That's an unfortunate position when you do this kind of thing, but yeah, sure.
According to our fearless leader, Captain Malarkey, we're still in 2020, so it'll be okay.
Oh, did we go back to that again? Are we back in 2020 now?
Well, he keeps calling Kamala the president, so I mean,
that's true.
Who knows?
There's nothing to see here. There's nothing to see here.
He must be on some really good drugs. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, I think there's a secret, physician, pharmacist involved somewhere in the middle here. I'd like to know what medications he's taking.
Well, let's hang in there, and you keep fighting the fight, brother.
All righty, my friend. Thank you so much. We will do that for Master Thespian here in just a moment. Things other women say. Play number two. That's a good one, right? Yes.
I think so, yes.
Georgia Floors Direct is open till 6. If you want to make productive use out of your time, if this is a day off, stop by their incredible warehouse on the boulevard across from Lowe's and take a look at hundreds of thousands of square feet of all types and styles of flooring. First rate, first run. Not a term I invented. A floorfinage, where unwanted flooring goes to find a home. Hope somebody comes to the door and takes it out. No, they are up with the times and styles that are hot. Difference is they get it straight from the manufacturer, so everything in that building is available at a real wholesale price. That's better than a sale price. I want to say that from time to time so perceptions are understood. Wholesale is better than sale, always. And they have their own team of installers. So you got a great group, Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers, to help you navigate. They'll say, what do you want to look at? What's your approximate budget? You can do 12 months good as cash, Georgia Floors Direct. Then once you've made your selection, they arrange for installation by their team of people, which I think is important because they're with you from the moment you walk in the door to the moment the job is done and you've signed off, 100% satisfied. On the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969. Master Thespian at 446, here you go.
Look what all I got up at the outlet mall. That dress is ugly as homemade thin. I wish Hee-Haw was still on television. You gotta watch Nashville. You gotta watch Justified. You gotta read 50 Shades of Grey. I love Obama. I hate Obama. Paul Ryan's kinda sexy.
Oh,
Lord,
God,
have mercy. They've discontinued my China pattern. Are you shitting me? Well, don't get your panties in a wad. My bra and panties always match. The best way to not get pregnant is to hold an aspirin between your knees. Yeah.
South Carolina has the best barbecue.
North Carolina has the best barbecue. Oh, Tennessee has the best barbecue.
Did your lord ass eat the last moon pie?
Ew, this tea's unsweetened.
Good manners are never out of style.
Yes, ma'am.
No, sir.
Excuse you. Ew, somebody pooted.
Quit acting ugly. I'm about to jerk a knot in your tail.
If you don't stop crying, I'm going to give you something to cry about.
I've quit smoking. I'm going to start to patch.
That darn patch is expensive.
I'm going to start to patch again soon.
Let's go shopping in Atlanta.
Let's go to Daytona.
Let's go to Myrtle Beach.
I was having so much fun tailgating, I didn't even make it to the game.
I control the daylights out of a baton.
You better watch out for the police.
Oh, for heaven's sake. You're not hanging another deer in my house.
Will you bait my hook?
All right, that's it. I can't take any more of this one. Number two, scratch it off the list.
Okay.
It sucks. We'll come up with another one, Thespian. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, in headlines that you might only find in the Babylon Bee but happen to be true, a teacher was fired for not identifying her student as a cat. You can't make it up. And look who's on the line somewhere between here and there.
Jay Quallen.
You got it.
Hey.
Hi, where you is?
Somewhere, where are we? We're in Marianna. So we're on I-10 getting ready to get on 231 here in a little bit.
You go all the way to that exit instead of coming up 84? Ugh.
I know, it's just easy for us. We just straight line, we just take it. We're 7 miles from 231.
I did that the first couple of years I commuted. I take 231 all the way down to 10. But then when I realized that meant, 2.5 hours on Interstate 10 with fundamentally the same view, this 84, you don't really save much in the way of time or mileage. It's just you get to look at some different stuff.
Maybe we'll take that one next time because it gets kind of boring after the first 20 minutes.
Yeah. That's why Rich Thomas requires me to send him a picture whenever I'm on I-10 so he can pray for me.
It's so boring,
really
I'm used to it. I mean, the drive from Tallahassee to Fort Lauderdale is not much better. So,
yeah.
Pretty much, I've been making this drive for 20 years.
Yeah, no, I know that. I know that route well. In fact,
speaking of Rich Thomas, is it going to snow on Friday? I've been hearing through the rumor mill. Have you heard?
Hang on one sec and let me go to my secret resources. Actually, I could text him and find out.
Dana sent me a text message this morning, like, saying, hey, are you ready to come back? And I'm like, no. Yeah. And then she was like, well, get ready. It's going to snow on Friday. And I was like, what?
I am going straight to the store to get you an answer.
I appreciate that. But, yeah, we are on our way back. Actually glad to be home. You know, there's something to be said about vacation, but sure. We always like to come home. And back in the office tomorrow, bright and early.
I show rain, but I don't show snow.
Oh, well, I hope it...
We know how these rumors get out of hand. I mean, we had a close call with this thing yesterday. There was actually ground coverage in Tallahassee. Maybe that's why their mayor got arrested.
Because he was down there. Oh, my goodness. Did you see that mugshot?
Well, I was just talking about it. That's like one of the goofiest I've ever seen.
Yeah, like 1 year total creeper for smiling in your mugshot like that when you're arrested for domestic violence strangulation. Like, no. Like,
yeah, that's amazing.
Exactly.
Not a great picture. Dude, who beat the crap out of him? Because he looked pretty rough.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering why we're not mutual charges filed on that situation.
Hey, we don't know it was her. It could have been...
No.
Hey, for all we know, it could have been self-inflicted. People do crazy things when the police are in route. So, you never know.
True.
This is true, yes. So, I am waiting for an answer from Mr. Adorable. Can you hold... Since you're on the road, can you hold for a moment?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. I will wait for an answer from Rich, and Black Caesar's on the phone. I want to say hello to him. How are you, sir?
What's up, G?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holding the fort down. That's what it feels like today.
What's going on over at Bama? What's going on over at Bama Lanes? I rode by there, and there's like a ton of cars, people out with balloons and posters and stuff.
They're probably supporting them.
I would hope.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that, though. So if somebody knows, please.
I just passed by there, and it's like they get that whole side of Atlanta Highway is basically at a standstill.
Wow.
Well, good.
Well, I hope it's support for the bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see no red signs. I saw mostly blue signs, so that's, I guess that's a sign of hope.
I would hope that's the case, so we'll try and find out, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for bringing that to my attention. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
You have a good afternoon. All right, I got an answer.
Okay.
And right now, the answer is...
Nope.
However, he says it's complicated. Where have I heard that before?
Yeah.
Oh, some dame told me that once.
Mm-hmm.
And it's complicated.
Some broad.
I didn't say that. Uncertain. I certainly hope not. So in other words, there are probably like a wide variety of models, some of which may include a little snow. And it's just one of those things that tomorrow morning will probably have a clearer picture.
I'll be up bright and early to listen.
Yeah, so after this amazing excursion you've been on, and thank you for sharing some pictures and stuff. It's been fun living vicariously through your adventures. It is kind of a, man, that's quite a turnaround going back to work tomorrow, huh?
But it was nice. So, you know, we had our little trip, and then we stayed last night at my parents' house. We got to have some family time. And then, you know, we're ready. Jared's ready to get back to work. I'm ready to get back to work. We're ready to get these kids back in school. Like, I'll be the first parent in carpool line tomorrow morning.
The, MPB, we had a murder right up the street from us again.
What?
Carmichael Road, right up by the boulevard. Again, that's the fourth one, I think, in the last year or so.
What happened?
Some nefarious people down there.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm going to start wearing a helmet when I drive past that every morning.
Well, you know, those hotels over there have always had kind of a bad rap. And I know a couple years ago they tried to clean them up a little bit. But that area right there just has so many problems.
Yeah.
Well, it does.
We missed the state of the city address or whatever it is. Did they mention the crime or?
Oh, let me put it to you in one example, the state of the city. The Bama Lanes mass shooter was out within 24 hours, got picked up on a higher bail after the public outcry, and is bailed out again. The magistrate, the judge, nobody suggested a psychiatric exam for somebody who killed one and shot six others in a public establishment.
I mean, legally aside, constitutional law aside, it's really hard for me to stomach a bail amount set for somebody who is being convicted, not being, well, tried, not convicted of murder. That seems like, I mean, I just have a hard time swallowing that. I mean, I understand some other crimes, and obviously, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty, but yeah. Murder?
We live in a society now where you lose all your rights if you look cross-eyed at somebody and hurt their feelings. But shoot up a bowling alley and seven people, that's, to me, a terrorist event. And there's different rules for that, but not in this case. And he's been bailed out again. Who's got 10% of $860,000? That's why the Alabama Supreme Court raised the bail for murder up to what?
$1.5 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, as it should be. It should be a cash bond.
All of it.
But, yeah. I mean, it's crazy to me. Jared and I were having that conversation as we were driving up here because, you know, Jared doing what he does for a living.
Yeah.
A lot of the people that he arrests or suspects are repeat offenders. And a lot of these repeat offenders are out on bond for certain heinous crimes. And it's not like they're out on bond, like hanging out at their house watching Golden Girls. I mean, they're out committing more crimes.
Is that a crime now, too, to watch Golden Girls? Hey, it's Betty White's birthday, for God's sake. We can't have
it. It is. Oh, you have to go on Google and Google Betty White. Have you done that yet today?
No, I've been very busy.
Okay, well, when you get a chance, you can do it on your phone, you can do it on your computer, but go to Google and Google Betty White. It's really sweet.
I will do that.
It's a little tribute.
Let's see. How about this? From the Biden administration, Fauci's NIH division, National Institute of Health, paid $205,000 for researchers to study transgender monkeys.
Can I tell Greg about your funny casino story? Okay. He said no. I'll text it to you.
Oh, okay. I'll look forward to that. I haven't had a funny casino story in a long time. I'll look forward to it. Well, look, congratulations on surviving that long drive on I-10.
I'm just riding, but yes, thank you. We're almost back.
Hey, I loved Lola's picture.
Today?
She looked like she needed a vacation from the vacation.
Yeah.
That was so cute.
How ladylike is my little icebox, right? I mean, she
was bombed.
She is as mean as a snake, y'all. She's cute, but man, she is a Sour Patch Kid.
Well, she's worn out.
She is mean as a snake, Rosie.
Wonder who she takes after.
Oh, she's got a lot of mama in there.
Oh, by the way,
another sweet little Steven.
Another I missed it news. Jessie Lynn won that national
Miss Rodeo.
I commented on her thing. I'm so proud of her. I knew she would, though. Why would she not?
Yeah.
Just thought
that's awesome for her.
Yes. But I knew it. I knew it from the beginning because I have a background in entertainment. I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, but you know the group Styx?
Styx!
What?
Yeah, I work. No. I have my name on their albums. Three
of
their albums.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he used to predict the American Idol, who was going to win.
Yeah, that was when everybody cared about the show. Nobody's cared about that show for 10 years.
I used to go to the American Idol concerts when they would travel around with my mom. We used to be big fans.
Yeah, that's...
no shirts or anything.
I know that they... one of the Idol winners, the guy from Alabama, Clay Hicks?
Reuben Studdard?
No, Clay Hicks. Like a year after he won, he was playing...
Taylor Hicks. Yeah.
Taylor Clay. Aiken Hicks. Whatever the hell his name was. Whatever the hell his name was, he was playing a dinner theater in Pompano Beach. Not exactly where you might want to find yourself 1 year after winning American Idol, but...
Yeah, that's true. That's
titles
true.
Are forever. Flags fly forever. Fly forever. Well, look, be safe on the rest of your journey.